Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir daf Tesvav. I hope, with Hashem's help, b'li neder, that we will finish the second parak of Nazir today. Here we go. We're up to the Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah. We're going to be discussing today. Yesterday we talked about when a person takes upon himself two Nazirus, and how do you count? So more today, and the Chiddush of today's daf is going to be that sometimes you can count two Naziruyos, and they actually count for both. You could have the same days count for two different Naziruyos. Good morning. Two. Yitzchak Aryeh Reb Mordechai David Yoshua Rav Dov Ben Yom Ben Shneir Zalman Don Avi Chaim Tzvi Yisrael Moshe Tzvika and Shlomo David. Here we go, says the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir L'Chishiyeh Liben. So wife is pregnant. Good morning, Gershon Eitan. Hareini Nazir L'Chishiyeh Liben. A guy says, I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a son. And then he says, V'nazir me'ayom. And I also want to be a Nazir for 100 days beginning from today. So says the Mishnah, it depends when the kid is born. No lad lo bein ad shivim. If the son is born before day 70 of his 100-day Nazirus, since the entire Nazirus of the son will be included in the 100 days of his own Nazirus, lo hifsid klum. Now, Tosas understands these words, lo hivsid klum, mean literally what they say, that the 30 days counts as both. You don't lose anything. That's Tosas. We're going to read the whole Gemara today according to Tosas. The Rush and the Raman Perish and Mishnayah sounds like a different halacha. Lo hivsid klum just means you'd count 30 and then finish your days. You wouldn't lose anything from the 100, from the 130 days. But as opposed to la'achar shivim, if the son is born after 70 days, let's say the kid is born on day 80, soser, now it says here soser shivim, but most of Rishonim say that's in a mistaken girsa. Soser just means that now, since if you count 30 from now, you'd only have 10 days after the 100 because he's born on day 80, so it doesn't count at all. So you have to finish the 100 and then count the 30. You can't have these days do double duty. Now, again, I'm sorry. In other words, since the son Nazirus happened first, good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov, so what you would do is you would stop the 80, count the 30, and these 30 days would not count for the 100, and then afterwards you'd have to restart your 70. So, Soser, you'd count the 30 days of Nazirus Beno. So they just have the gears of Sosa, not Sosa Shivan. It just means you stop the Naziris and you count the other 30 and then you conclude your other Naziris.
So you conclude it or start it again?
No, you just conclude it. That's why it doesn't say so. You just conclude it. You don't start it again. She'ein tiklachas pachas mishloshim yom. Because there's no Naziris less than 30 days. And since you can't count the entire second Naziris within the 100, so you can't count any of it within the 100. So you stop, count the 30, and then complete the first Nazirus. Now, a couple of things here. The main thing is that even though right away when your son is born, you have to stop the first Nazirus and start to count your son's Nazirus. Nevertheless, so if it's totally swallowed up, it can count for both. That's what Tosa says. And now, the question is this halacha of days applying to both, that you could have a scenario where days can apply to both, does this apply by any other areas of halacha? So on the Peloton this morning, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz. So he quotes, beautiful halacha. We know there is a halacha. What about by Avela? So there's a Mordechai in Maseches Moed Katan who who quotes a maisa from a rabbi, Rav Shlomo, me, Turash, who Nebuch, Rachman al-Atslan, he lost one parent, and then 3 days later, lost another parent. So he didn't want to observe Avelos for his second parent while the first Avelos was going on. So he said, I don't want it to count for both. So he delayed the Avelos till after he finished Shiva for the first parent. Then he wanted to give his second parent a full Shiva. So the Mordechai himself disagrees with that. He says, no, if you're in the middle of Shiva, you don't have to count the whole new 7 days. You have to wait till after 7 days. You could just count your new seven starting from today, day three. You could start your new Shiva. And that's the way we pass. But the Mordechai writes that the makor for this other shita is exactly our Gemara, if you hold like Tosas, that it could only count for both if mamish they both died on the same day. So then all seven is muvla in all seven. But once the person died 3 days later, you can't count it for both. You have to start the 7 days from later. In Shulchan Aruch, there's another halacha. Let's say a person swears that he's not going to eat meat for 20 days. And he also swears he's not going to eat meat for 22 days on the same day. So the halacha is you only have to do it for 22. But if he swears not to eat meat for 20 days, and 2 days later he says, I'm not going to eat meat for 20 days. So then he's got to wait till the end of the first 20 and then observe that 20. That's a matter of dispute. Now, the other area where this comes up, there's a Shilta Gibor Masech HaShuvos. Let's say a guy takes for himself to fast 40 days. And in the middle of one of the 40 days is Asar B'Teves. So does that count to the 40? Does he have to count 41? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, like it says here, as long as it's all swallowed up, as long as it's all set up, so it could count for both. It could count for both. The Asar, but you don't have to count. You have to do 41 because you're going to count the next one. No, it could count for both. So let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Yom Shivim Ola Lakan Ulakan. Let's say a guy says, Harini Nazir. Harini Nazir, when I have a son, Me'ayom, he says Me'ayom, and then again, the guy says, I want to be Nazir when I have a son, and then he says, Nazir 100 days. So he starts counting the 100 days, and then on day 70, Yom Shivim, Ola Lekan Ulekan, if he has a child on day 70, so it can count for both. It counts as day 70 of his 100, and it also counts as day 1 of his 30. And not only that, you only have to count another 29 days after that. And if you do the math, you actually can complete the Avelus, or this, on Yom 99, Rav. You can complete a 90 and you could already shave on 30. Why? Because on that day you also say Miktsas Hayom Kehulo, right? So that, if you do the math, if you start counting the 30 on day number 70, so day number 30 of that 30 count, if you start on day 70, day 99 would be day 30, right? Watch, right? Count 70, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74. 75, 76, 77, 78, 79. Right? So 89 would be 20. 99 would be day 30. Right? So you could already shave on day 100. That's what the Gemara says. So day 70 counts both as day 70 and as day number 1. And not only that, you could complete your Naziris on day 99. Says the Gemara, really? That's what Rav says, that the day number 70 counts for both? Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, no ladlo ad shivim, and we assume ad va'ad b'chlal. If it was born to you up until and including day 70, lo hifsid klum, you don't lose anything. But according to what we're saying, forget, no, you don't lose anything, you gain something. Isgur and miskar. The Mishnah shouldn't have said, you don't lose anything, it should have said, you actually gain a day. if the child was born on day 7, it should have said you gain a day because you could start counting. It counts double. Day 70 counts double. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela bedinhu delo lisnei ad shivim. You're right. It shouldn't have said ad shivim. It should have said that if it's born on day 70, you actually gain a day. When we shum diktani sefer, but since the end of the Mishnah says achar shivim, sosa shivim, if it's born after 70, you lose. So katani resha ad shivim. But it really didn't mean it, because if it's born on day 70, the Gemara still thinks like Rav that you could actually finish at day 99 and bring your korbanos day 100. Says Gemara, Tashmami Seifa, no. I'll bring your proof against Rav from the Seifa. Nolad Achar Shivim. Now that sounds like it's born after 70, you lose. So says Shivim. What's the implication? The implication is that if it's born after 70, so then they have to stop and count in the Zeris Beno. But according to Rav, even if it's born on day 71, you could still celebrate all 30 within the 100. So what do you mean tell me if it's born after 70, you lose? Not true. According to Rav, if the baby was born on day 71, day 71 should be able to count for both, because day 71 is day number 1 of the Nunu Zeros, which means day number 100 will be day number 30, and you'd be okay. So all 30 are still included in the 100. Says the Gemara, you're right. Says the Gemara, again, Tashmami Seifa, Nolad Achar Shivim, so it's not true according to Rav. Says Gemara, my Achar, Achar, Achar. Gemara says, you're right. When it means born after 70, it doesn't mean 71, it means 72. Says the Gemara, really? Come on. Aval Achar, Mamish, my, Hakanami, Delo Sasar. What, but if the baby's born on day 71, you mean to tell me it does not reject the... You don't have to stop the Naziris because day 71 could also count as day number 1 of the final 30. So, Hagandel says, Ihachi, if that's true, my area, Ditani, no lad ad shivim lo yafsid klum. Why does it say if it's born until 70 and lose? Afilo achar shivim, even if it's day 71, you don't lose. Why did it say until 70? It should have said until 71, you don't lose anything. Afilo achar shivim, nami ha amris lo sasim. Gemara says, Ella Shmamina Achar Mamish. No, 70 means 70. V'chein Mastisin L'Rav Shmamina. Again, the Rishonim say here this language, the Lashon of Naziris, is weird. It shouldn't have said V'chein Mastisin L'Rav Shmamina, meaning the Mishnah is against Rav. Not Mastisin L'Rav Shmamina, but that's the way the Gemara of Nazir is saying that the Mishnah is actually, Tosis in the Maskel V'chein explains. Take a look at the Tosas. Four Tosas from the body. You see V'chein. V'chein mastisin l'rav shmamina. Pirish mi mastisin yishlich delo k'rav. Not that the Mishnah is like Rav. The Mishnah is against Rav. Because the Mishnah holds that the day of birth does not count for that day against Rav. Fine. Says the Gemara. Now, so who is Rav holding like? If Rav held that day 70 really works like both, but our Mishnah is saying no. Our Mishnah says if the baby's born on day 71, then you have to stop your 100-day Naziris, observe the 30 days of the baby, and then complete the 30 days for your 100 Naziris. That's against Rav. Rav says that even if it's born on day 71, because day 70 will count for both. Says the Gemara of Rav, Kaman Amrul Shemaite. So who did Rav say that one day can count like 2 days? Ilema ka'abashol. If you tell me that Rav held like Abashol, who's Abashol? The Gemara will presently explain. Disan, there's a Mishnah Mon Katan as far as beginning Avelis before Yontif. So this is Beis Shammai's opinion. We don't hold this way. Hakoveres meso shlosha yom kodem l'rega. If you bury a dead person 3 days before Yontif, now, but lamimen gzeres shiva. Once you observe 3 days, Yontif knocks off the shiva. We hold like Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yosai. We hold even if you observe 3 minutes of avelos before Yontif,
it knocks off the Shiva. But that's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, if you observe 3 days, why 3 days? What's so special about 3 days? Because we assume the Ikar Avelus is 3 days, right? There's some places where the custom is that only the family and close friends pay a shivakol during the first 3 days, because the first 3 days is the most intense part of the Avelus. So Beis Shammai says, right, Gimel Yomim Lebechi, the Gemara says it's 3 days. Rav Shechter says that Gimel Yomim Lebechi means you're allowed to cry for 3 days. More than 3 days, you're not supposed to cry. You're supposed to try to get used to the situation. If Hashem did this, you're supposed to try to get used to it. So the most intense part. So Beis Shammai says, if you observe 3 days, then you're good. Then if Yontif comes, it knocks off the rest of the Shiva. What's usher during Shiva? Taking a shower, wearing deodorant, marital relations, wearing leather shoes, and learning Torah. So once you observe the Ikar Avelus the first 3 days, so then Yontif cancels the rest of Avelus, and you'd be mutter with all those other things. But you would observe Shloshim after Yontif. According to Beis Hillel, we said even 1 minute. Right? So says Tosus in the Gemara Maskil Elam and the Rush. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, so Shloshim called the Rebbe by the meaning Zer Shiva. Shmona Yom Kod L'Regel, if you observe 8 days of Avelus before the Avelus, meaning 7 days of Shiva and 1 day of Shloshim, but let me manage there a Shloshim. So then Yom Tov knocks off Shloshim. Umutter l'saper erev haregel. Not only that, you'd be mutter to take a haircut erev Yom Tov, right? For any of the seven relatives, you're not allowed to cut your hair for 30 days. For your parents, you're not allowed to cut your hair for 12 months or until somebody tells you you look disgusting, then you're allowed to shave. That's a machlokas that we've shown them. Does the person... Okay, so now the guy says you look disgusting. Okay, so you get a haircut, then you let it grow again. Does the guy again have to tell you? No. So we paskin, once he tells you it's disgusting, once you're allowed to shave the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. Other Rishonim say, no, every time you have to let it grow long, then someone says you look disgusting. Okay, you can shave. Then let it grow long, you look disgusting. That's a machlokas. We paskin, once they say you look disgusting once, then you're allowed to shave the rest of your Beis Chodesh. But during Shloshim, even for other relatives, you're not allowed to take a haircut for 30 days. But here you observed Shloshim for a few hours on Erev, right? You observed 8 days. So you observed 1 day of Shloshim, so Erev Yontif, you're allowed to take a shave. But if you didn't have enough covered for Yontif, that you didn't shave Erev Yontif, asa l'saper achar haregel. Then it's even asa to take a haircut afterwards because you didn't show cover to the Yontif, so you have to observe the Avelus. Machlok is a Rishon, what about taking a shower and doing laundry? The Rivam writes, only shaving is mutter before Yontif, but not laundry and not taking a shower. The Ravitz says, no, you're even allowed to take a shower Erev Yontif, because you're allowed to take a shower on Yontif and doing laundry, you're allowed to do on Erev Yontif because you can't take a shower on you can't do laundry on Yontif itself. Continues the Mishnah. So continues the Gemara. Avishol disagrees. Avishol Omer, I feel super kodemrego. Even if you did not shave before Yontif, mutal saper acharego. But then he adds, Shekshem Shemitzvah Shlosha Mivatel Seir Shiva Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mivatel Seir Shloshim. So Avishol says two things. Number one, you don't have to shave before Yontif. Number two, even if you just observe 7 days, you don't have to observe 8 days before. Even if you just observe 7 days, you did all Shiva, Shloshim is gone also. So what do you see Avishol holds? That day seven can count both as day seven for the Shiva and as day one for Shloshim. My time at Abishol, Labishim to Kosovar, Shvi Olo Lakan Lakan, that the seventh day counts both as Shiva and as Shloshim.
Shloshim is After Shiva? Shloshim is Shiva is included as part of the Shloshim, so why wouldn't 3 days count as both? In other words, if you're saying that 3 days before Yontif, I don't get up from Shiva, if we hold it, it's part of the same, and it can be counted as two, then that should knock out Shloshim as well.
No, but Shiva and Shloshim are two different things. I mean, you're right that the Shiva counts as part of the Shloshim, but you didn't observe. Yeah, in other words, nobody would say that if I observed 4 days of Shiva before Yontif, nobody says that you're done with Shloshim. It's only if you observe a little bit of Shloshim. I hear what you're saying. You're asking, isn't every Shiva... No. So the point is there has to be a time period that you observe a little bit of Shloshim. So Abishol says that day seven, the morning counts for Shiva, and then the afternoon counts for Shloshim. But the point is, one day can count for both. So the Gemara thinks that Rav, who said day 70 can count for both the counting of the 70th day of your 100 and also the first day of your 30, would agree to Abba Shol. So the Gemara rejects. No. Dilma, ad kan lo kam Abba Shol el ba velos Shiva derabonon. Maybe Rav would only say this halacha by Avelis of Shiva, which is only din derabonon. Avol benazir doraisa lo, but by Naziris, which is a din doraisa, maybe Rav would not agree. What do you mean Avelis Shiva is only din derabonon? Even though it's a pasuk in the Chumash, no, that Yosef observed for Yaakov Avinu vayas lo aviv Avel Shivas Yamin. Right? We hold that only the Avelis of day one is a din doraisa v'achrisa ki omar. The Chachamim were misakin. It's an asmachta from Yaakov. Vayas aveil shivas yom. Right. Take a look at the Mefarish over here. The Ramaschal Ella. You see on about 12 lines down on the left hand side of the page. Ella is Rabbanan. The ikar veils in el yom echad. Right. Dachsiv achrisak yomar. Ella Rabbanan tiknu zayin. It could be that the first day of aveil says it didn't do raisa, right? That's why we wouldn't put on tefillin if it's the Yom Miso Kvura. They don't put on tefillin on day number one. Rabbanan, it's asmachta from the pasuk v'yasal v'shivas yamin. But Naziris is daraisa. Right, the 30 days of Naziris is yiyah, kadosh yiyah. That's even though it's a gematria, but that's a din daraisa. So there we wouldn't say that the one day can serve both Nazirises by Naziris daraisa. Mixes hayom kekulo, and you could have one day serve as shloshim. That's only by avelis through rabbanon, but by nazir daraisa, we wouldn't say this. And therefore, on day 70 counts for the first, for the naziris of the sun, you only start counting from day 71. So Rav doesn't hold like Abba Shol. So who does Rav hold like? Now again, you could have said Rav Tanahu Upalik. Yeah, you could have said Rav argues on the Tanan, but we've seen this already a few places. The Gemara only wants to say that Rav argues if it has no other option. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned on the Shia this morning, he mentioned that we always think like an Amor is not allowed to argue on a Tan. I didn't hear where he quoted from, but it's not true. An Amor really could argue on a Tan, just they chose not to because they said it's a lot better idea just to explain the words of the Tanaim, because then you'll usually be right, because the Tanaim were usually right. So they decided to spend their time explaining the Tanaim, but really an Amora could argue on a Tana. So that's why Rav sometimes thought he would argue on a Tana. But usually Rav also wouldn't argue on a Tana. He just explained the Tana. So here the Gemara wants to know, which Tana is Rav going like? Elo Rav to Amak Rabbi Yossi. He says, the Gemara, Rav is going like Rabbi Yossi. The Sanhedrin to Nebraisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Shomeres yom keneged yom. Now we know that a woman, usually she bleeds for multiple days. Anytime a woman bleeds, let's say 5 days at the beginning of the month, then she has to observe 7 clean days. If she sees blood during the Yud Aleph Yom, during the 11 days that are between the off cycle, so then she's shomeres yom keneged yom, not during her regular cycle time. So then she has to observe one clean day for every dirty day. So if she sees a dirty day, she has to observe one clean day tomorrow. If she sees again tomorrow, she also has to observe one clean day after. If she sees 3 straight days, then she's called a Zava Gedola, and she has to observe 7 clean days. Nowadays, our women are machmir. Anytime they see blood, even one time, she has to observe 7 clean days. That's nowadays is Benos Yisrael Hechmir Al Atzman, that anytime they see even tipas dam kecharadal, even a small piece, the drop of blood, she observes 7 clean days because we're afraid they're going to get confused between the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom and the other time. So we always observe. But in times of the Gemara, there was something called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Now, let's say the woman sees at the off time on the 13th of Nisan. So she observes the 14th of Nisan, one clean day. Then they shech the Korban Pesach for her. They do the Zrikas Adam. And then later in the day, she sees blood again. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. Tasani, Rabbi Yosi Yom. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Sheshachtu Vizarko Alea. B'sheni Shela. On day 14, they slaughtered the Korban Pesach for her. Now, she saw some clean in the morning. She went to the mikveh on the 14th in the morning. Va'achar kach rasa, but then let's say 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she sees blood. Sahareza ain't ochels. She can't eat the Korban Pesach. She can't eat the good because she's tameh. Well, between last Pesach Sheni, but she's exempted with this carbon from Pesach Sheni. My time at WC now, why is she exempt from doing Pesach Sheni? She didn't eat from the Pesach Rishon. But at the time they slaughtered the Pesach Rishon for her, and they included her, they did the Zrikas Adam, she was Tahira from the morning. Don't we say that we observe the beginning of the day is like the entire day? Yes, so the second day, right? Mikano lahabu mitame. And whatever tumah happened only happened later. We don't say the tumah knocks off the whole day retroactively. We still say mixas yom kakulo. So Rav can look at Yossi that also the day that the baby's born on day 70, you can say mixas yom kakulo. The beginning of the day can be day 70 of the Naziris. And the end of the day is day one of the kid. Says the Gemara. Umisav Rabbi Yossi Hachi. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that the Tumma only happens going forward? For Hatanya unto the Bryce, Rabbi Yossi Omer Zav Bal Shtei Rios. Right? If a Zav, that's a man, if he has this certain omission one day, so he's only Tumme for one day. If he sees twice, even in the same day, even in the same day, he has to observe 7 clean days. So, Zav Bal Shtei Rios. He saw twice. Sheshachtu. Now, if he sees a third time, then he has to observe 7 clean days, and he has to bring a carbon. So, right? That's why the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Bein Zav HaRoa Shtei Rios, LeZav HaRoa Shalosh Rios El HaKarbon. Right? So, Rabbi Yosef says, Zav Bal Shtei Rios. So, the guy saw twice, 7 days before Pesach. Sheshachtu V'Zarko Olav B'Shvi. His 7th clean day fell out on Erev Pesach. V'chein shomesh yom k'neged yom. Sheshach t'vizok olea. V'achak kach ro'u. The man saw ziva, the woman saw blood. Afak v'yishim mitam mishkan v'moshav l'mafreya. Even though they're mitame mishkan v'moshav. Retroactively, anything they sat on that morning becomes tameh. You're exempt from doing Pesach Sheni. Says so wait a minute. So you see, it goes backwards. Says the Gemara. No, you have to say Ma'ala Marfeh Midrabbanan. It only goes backwards Midrabbanan, but Midoraisa, it does not go backwards. Hachanai Mustav, you have to say that way. If you want to tell me it goes backwards Midoraisa, I might Petur Milas Pesach Sheni. What? If you want to tell me the Tumma goes backwards Midoraisa, why are they exempt from Pesach Sheni? Must be in the morning they were tar. So when they shechted Pesach Sheni for them, that works midoraisa. You tell me they were mitame anything they sat on even in the morning? That's only a din derabbanan. But midoraisa, she's tahar on the morning. Says the Gemara, no. Lo olam imalach tuma doraisa. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe they go backwards, the tuma goes backwards midoraisa. However, tehom, meaning suffix tuma, Deziva hitiru. In the morning, it's a suffix. You don't know. Is she going to become a zav later in the day, a zava, or not? You don't know. Is she going to bleed or not? So, maybe really the tumah goes backwards midoraisa. But tuma deziva, to home, deziva, which just means suffik tuma of a zav, hitiru. As far as Karban Pesach, there's a special halacha l'moshe misinai, just like tumas ha-tahom, buried tuma of a mace, they were matir. So too, at the time they shecht on the Shemer Siyom, they didn't know whether she was going to see blood later in the day. It's like a suffik tumas. So the special halacha l'moshe misinai, that someone who is tamei tumas ha-tahom and they shecht the Karban Pesach on him, he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. And even Rabbi Oshi agrees to this distinction. That really, no, sorry. Even Rabbi Oshi holds, like the first answer, that it only goes retroactively midrabanan, not doraisa. Va'af Rabbi Oshi savar, that Rabbi Yossi holds, lamafreya derabanan. Desani, Rabbi Oshi omer, a different halacha. Haroe zov bishvi shelo. Right? Rabbi Oshi says, let's say a person sees a zov flow on day 7. So Soser es Shelofanov. You have to count the new 7 clean days. Family Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? Why does it reject all of them? Lo Nister Elo Yomo. It should only knock off that day. Says the Gemara. What? What's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Manavshach. Isasar, Kulusasar. I'm saying if it knocks off that day, he didn't have 7 clean days. So if it knocks off that one day, well, it knocks off all 7. V'ilosasar, if you tell me, mixa siyom kikulo, you're ready, finished. If it does knock off that day, then lonis of lo yomo, doesn't knock off anything. Ela ema, no. What do Rabbi Yochanan mean to say? Lo nistar v'lo yomo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it shouldn't knock off anything. Because once you had mixas hayom of the 7th day, it's only mikano lahaba. So it shouldn't knock off anything. Amalei, Rabbi Oshia said back to Rabbi Yochanan, no. Rabbi Yossi koi kavasach. Ah, Rabbi Yossi holds like you, that if mi doraisa, you saw day number 7 was clean in the morning, mi doraisa, you're good for the day. The only din that it knocks it off is only the rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi kavasach d'omar mikano lahaba mitame. That mi doraisa, it's only tame going forward. But once you had the 7th clean day in the morning, you're good. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi l'mafreya hu d'amar. Didn't Rabbi Yossi say that l'mafreya t'tame? Must be that Rav Oshia holds l'mafreya, my l'mafreya d'rabbanon. That's only l'mafreya mi d'rabbanon. But mi doraisa, once you have it tahor in the morning, you're done with your 7 clean days. And that's why you'd be exempt from Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi, michti, let us see. Savar mixas hayom kikulo, since he holds mixas hayom kikulo, so zava gemura demaisa karban hechem mishkachasla. How in the world are you ever going to have a 3-day zava who's got to count 7 clean days and bring a karban? If you tell me you always say mixas hayom kikulo midaraisa, you're never going to have a girl seeing 3 straight days, because what's going to happen? She sees blood on day number 1. Okay, but tomorrow morning, she's clean. You'll tell me she sees blood on day number 2? No, she's already clean in the morning. Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Midoraisa, she's already clean. How are you going to ever have a girl seeing 3 straight days? Every day already, if you hold Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, as long as the morning she was clean, so then the day's done. So the Gemara gives 2 answers. Again, but first the question. Rabbi Yossi Michti. Some mix the Yom Kikulo, Zava Gemura, Demaisa Karban, Hechem Mishkachasla. When are you ever going to have a full 3-day Zava? Came in the Chazi Palga the Yoma, once she sees in the morning. Idach Palga, Came in the Chazi, if she sees in the middle of the day, but she was clean in the morning. So it's mix the Yom Kikulo, should be a clean day. Idach Palga the Yoma, Salakla, Mashir. It can't count as a dirty day. Answer the Gemara. Well, I'll give you 2 examples. Iba yisema dekashafa tlas tlas yom hadadadim. You could give one answer. No, she's actually bleeding straight for 3 straight days. So there's no mixas yom kikulo of cleanliness. She's literally bleeding 3 straight days. There was never a second that she wasn't bleeding. So then she'd have to observe 7 clean days. That's one answer. No. She sees like this. On day number one, she sees in the afternoon of day number one, straight into Shkia. So when day two started, you don't have a mixas hayom of clean. When the day started, it was dirty from the first second of the day. So there's no mixas hayom kikula because the day began. And then she's clean the whole second day. And the end of the second day, mamash day, she starts bleeding again into the third day. So at the beginning of every day was a dirty day. If the day began, it's dirty. You don't say mixas hayom kikula of clean. So you by saying with the chazit tlasayom asalshkiyas achama delo have shahus the salik leila minyana. There was never a clean time that it would be a clean day. I just want to add one thing. I meant to say it before. We quoted before that one opinion says that if you observe 8 days of Avelis before Yontif, Shloshim is gone. And Abba Shaul says no. Even 7 days of Avelis before, Shloshim is gone. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman explains what's the root of the dispute between Tanakam and Abba Shaul. The question is when we say Mixas Hayom Kikula, Mixas Hayom Kikula, does that mean that when you observe a little bit of a day, so you count it, it's as if you observed the entire day, but you can't also count that day for something else. It just means a little bit of the day counts as everything. So once you observed in the morning, you're done. So it counts as the whole day. But the other opinion held, Abba Shaul says, Mixas Yom Kikula means no. A small little day counts as a little day, and then you can count the next part of the day as something else. It's not that a little bit of the day counts as the whole day. It's that, yeah, a little bit, you're done. And now the next little bit of the day also can count as a different day. That's the Shaila. Can you say day seven, Mamish, counts both for Shiva and Shloshim, or no? The opinion that said 8 days means, okay, Mikta Sayyum, you could observe a little bit of day eight, but you can't count seven to do double duty, both as Shiva and Shloshim, because Mikta Sayyum, Kikula, okay, you observe in the morning, you're done with your Avelis. But that doesn't mean you can now take that same day and count it as Shloshim also. No, that doesn't work like that. Mixas Hayom Kikulo, that's what Mechana Wasserman says. The little bit can count as the whole day, but you can't also count it as double day. Other opinions say, no, Mixas Hayom, that's Shiva, and then the next hour can count as a different day. So you could actually Mixas Hayom Kikulo and use both days at the same time. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Hadron Allah, Hareini Nazir.